Good evening. It's very beautiful to see you all here. All right. Come gather round and listen. If you can get that near. If not, we'll use a microphone so all poor souls can hear. And hold hands in a circle, or step on straight ahead. Rejoice in your rebellion, or wish you were in bed. Come gather round and listen, or watch me on the screen. The campfire burned out long ago, and the songs all got obscene, and left us with some rich kids trying our hard to be sincere. Why don't you let it fly straight out the other after going in one ear? Come gather round, from the kings and the queens on down. If you listen close, you can hear the sound of a human voice saying, come gather round, come gather round. So listen to my story, I haven't yet begun. We have to cut through so much crap to have a little fun. And who are we now anyway, that we should even earn the name? We're so convinced we're different that it makes us all the same. Come gather round, from the kings and the queens on down. If you listen close, you can hear the sound of a human voice saying, come gather round, well come gather round. Don't fall for the new maturity. It ain't real. Well, they just call it integrity. Please don't grow up. Please blow up your TV. Come on, you desperate rebels. Hang your heads in shame. For those who live in self-contempt, you've just yourselves to blame. And for those who can, who do nothing. For those who can't, who succeed to cry out bloody murder the moment that they bleed. Come gather round, from the kings and the queens on down. If you listen close, you can hear the sound of a human voice saying, come gather round, well, come gather round, from the kings and the queens on down. If you listen close, you can hear the sound of a human voice. Say, come gather round, come gather round, come gather round, come gather round, come gather round. Thank you. I wrote this next song between Bob Dylan concerts. I used to travel around and watch Bob Dylan playing concerts. And I wrote this one between Edinburgh and Birmingham in 1990. This song is called The Red Rose and the Briar. The rules with the song, I co-wrote this with a friend of mine called David. And the rules were you could only write the next line if you could remember and recite the entire song up to that point. So we did it. Midweek and weary scarlet town, I was almost dying of thirst. We parked the car in some old schoolyard. The windscreen caked in dirt. There was no water in the engine left. No tread upon the tires. The electrics were broke cause you went mad. You ripped out all the wires. Across the road, a small cafe. In this state of disrepair, you went for papers and a shave, so I saved you a chair. We knew it wasn't the journey's end, that your dream was incomplete. But I just could not stand anymore. I was dead upon my feet. I was dead upon my feet. There's nothing than the market square but the ghost of the Scarlet Town crier. And I was dead upon my feet. I sing the red rose and the bride. Sing the red rose and the bride. She told me her whole life story. She'd always meant to up and go. She wiped a cup on her red pinafore, and I waited for you to show. And I told her just a little of you, but left the picture incomplete. You still weren't there to paint it in person, so I stepped out on the street. The news agent grinned, he said, yes, you've been in. You bought a local paper and a pair of shades. The washroom attendant said that you'd freshened up, that you'd left but you had not paid. And I couldn't figure out where you were, so I went back just to look near the car. There was nothing there where it should have been. Just oil on dirt tar. Just oil on dirt tar. There's nothing there in the market square but the ghost of the Scarlet Town crying. There was nothing there where it should have been. I sing the red rose and the bride. Sing the red rose and the bride. I saw it parked way down the street in a garage off on the right. And a man said, well, get your hands off, son. I just traded that thing for a motorbike. There was nothing left of mine inside, not even that broken radio. And I couldn't figure out where that left me, so I went back to look for room. The Cafe Rouge was a lunchtime rush of regulars, and they were yelling for food. The service in there left a lot to be desired. All them regulars were getting rude. I saw an apron thrown over a chair. A note said, hey John, we're gone, we're gone. And I just smiled, I loved you both. And I put the apron on. I put the apron on. There's nothing there in the market square but the ghost of the Scarlet Town crying. And I just put the apron on. Sing the red rose and the bride. Sing the red rose and the bride. I sing the red rose and the bride. ancient and unheeded dwell. And you've had a lovely daughter, well, the truth to you I'll tell. The truth to you I'll tell. For this couple got married so well that they're great. Yeah, this couple, they got married, so why not you and me? Thank you. Okay, I wrote this song a few years back. I was trying to imagine the most horrible thing that money could do. And this song is called When the Beatles Hit America. I didn't change any of the words from when I wrote it 6 years ago. And they're putting out a CD of this Further Festival. It's going to be called the Further Festival CD, I guess. And this song's going to be on there just for you guys. When the Beatles Hit America. It's going to go by pretty fast. Due to a miracle marketing strategy beyond the realms of reasonable possibility, it is announced simultaneously on radio, DAT, compact disc and TV, the John, Paul, George and Ringo, they're going to be reforming as the Beatles in 1993. Got that bit wrong. And things skip into action immediately. George buys the film rights in a flurry of activity. Paul says he's not going to play Japan. Ringo cancels his 3-year chat show plan. And John, who was never the quiet one, John stays silent for the time being. And the world sings, when the Beatles hit America, when the Beatles hit America. It's gonna be sponsored by Private Issue, Ringo's credit card. When the Beatles hit America, when the Beatles hit America. Lawyers start to draw up large contracts involving sponsorship, t-shirt deals, Michael Jackson. They're interviewed on live TV about management deals and corporate policy. Who's going to be the new manager of the Beatles? Well, it's going to be Johnny Cochran and Robert Simpson. George says he's not even going to play unless they bring the Maharishi. Well, the Fab Four are interviewed on live TV, but for some reason they're just the Fab Three. With a cardboard cut out of John, wearing a very strange smile with no shoes on, which starts a libelous John is dead rumor, which Rolling Stone reveals is just hype for the tour. Well done, lads. When the Beatles hit America, when the Beatles hit America. Finally, they get into the studio. Guess what? They're going to be co-produced by George Martin and Jeff Lynne. Ringo's disappointed to find no one needs him anymore, except for the vibe, because he's been sampled, and the irony is, doesn't sound as good as he did. Yeah, and George gets Monty Python in to do some vocals, and Linda takes a lot of photos for a book that gets sold out before she even thinks of putting it out. It's on Apple Books. And John makes all his press contributions from his old songs, in tune, in time, but with a new backing track behind him. When they ask him how it's been in the studio, no one understands him and his lips hardly seem to move. When he says, no one understands him, but he always was the cryptic one. When the Beatles hit America, when the Beatles hit America. Sponsored by Coca-Cola, Visa, Amex and Domino's Pizza. Finally, the record hits the shelves, and it's called The Beatles, From Ourselves. And for anyone who didn't realize or know, sounded just like ELO, or ELP, or FYC, or XTC, or REM, or YTO, or SVT, or YMO, or BTO, but it didn't sound much like PSI. Didn't sound much like PS, I love you. Well, the day before the big gig at Che, the rumor goes round. People are saying that they're not going to play, that the whole thing's been just a big insurance scam. Get those Apple reissues selling again. Very cynical, but suddenly we're live on TV. We're backstage with MTV. It's a pay-per-view, folks. George Harrison's Handmade Films is there. Bernard Shaw is there for CNN. He's saying, I am under the table at Shea Stadium. And is that Elvis Presley I see in full Las Vegas regalia? Julian Lennon roadieing for the Fab Three. But suddenly the lights go down and the screaming stops. And then you can hear a pin drop. Yes, suddenly they're there, all four of them, and I get scared as they go into I Saw Her Standing There. They crash through the best scent in the world, and they encore with the whole of Sgt. Pepper's in order. And they're gods, and I'm in heaven. But on the very last chord of A Day in the Life, the Beatles are beamed off into outer space, into a waiting spaceship, which takes them to a better place where no one knows them, a place where reunions are not expected of anybody, not even the Eagles or the Sex Pistols. And this is my song. I sung it, I bought the product, and now I'm happy. Believe what you like, it happened. That's all, folks. When the Beatles in America, when the Beatles in America, I'll dedicate this to the people in the sun. When the Beatles in America, when thank you very much. Stadium folk. Well, I've lived my life backwards, or heaven knows I've tried. Hope I find my perfection before I die. Maybe once we were fantastic, maybe once we were divine. But now we're flailing in the wake of progress, passing by the speed of normal. Ever since you were a baby, you've been trying to grow up. But there's nothing that a therapist can cure. There's an unconfirmed report, or could it be a cruel hoax? That death is just the punchline to a tall tale told at the speed of normal. The speed of normal. So to everyone who's anyone, and you know who you are, hope you don't drop behind in the 100 yards war. The winners and the losers overtaken in the end by their very shadows taking the last bend. The speed of normal. The speed of normal. I'm going to leave you. Thank you very much for listening. My name is John Wesley Harding. That song is a song off of my new album, John Wesley Harding's New Deal. Not nude eel. Not like a naked fish. It's a new deal. It's like Roosevelt. I'm going to leave you with this one. I'm going to get up to some stadium folk, gangster folk antics now. And I'm going to be really playing to those people right at the back and the people who are watching television in the middle. That's weird. All right. Thanks for listening. The song's called The Devil in Me. See you at that CD stand. Well, I shot John F. Kennedy in Dallas in 63. They blamed it on Oswald carelessly, but it was the devil in me. I put Jesus on the cross. I put a gag on his boss. I kissed him on the cheek so he could not speak. And that was the devil in me. Well, it's the devil in me. Well, it's the devil in me. Well, it's the devil in me that's on the level in me. Well, it was the devil in me. Sheets on the bed. I made you cry, could have made you laugh instead. But that was the devil in me. So now I killed you all. I tore your famous blue raincoat. I love that you've got big on your suicide note. That was the devil in me. Well, it's the devil in me. Well, it's the devil in me. Well, it's the devil in me that's on the level in me. Well, it was the devil in me. Guitar. Assassinated Salman Rushdie. The devil in me. You're not sponsored by a company that I don't believe in. I advertise the things for cash that ain't deceiving. But that's just the devil in me. Well, it's the devil in me. Well, it's the devil in me. Well, it's the devil in me that's on the level in me. Well, it was the devil in me. Acid rain, and I polluted the sea, and I covered your thoughts up, well, with graffiti. Well, you could call me by my real name. Yeah, you could call me humanity. 'Cause it all seems just like human behavior. It all seems just like human behavior. It all seems like human behavior. Put it down on the devil in me. It was the devil in me. Well, it's the devil in me. Well, it's the devil in me makes you do these things. The devil in me makes me say. The devil in me gave you a wedding ring. Put it down and the devil in me. All right. Thank you. Excuse me while I play my guitar now. Thank you. Have a great evening.
John Wesley Harding, the Capo di Capi of gangster fun.